USA Radio News.
President Trump tells Fox News, my bad for hiring former personal attorney Michael Cohen.
In retrospect, I made a mistake because what he did was all unrelated to me, except for the two campaign finance charges that are not criminal and shouldn't have been on there. They put that on to embarrass me.
And as far as why he hired Cohen in the first place?
Years ago, many years, like 12, 13 years ago, he did me a favor. He was on a committee and he was so responsive and so good. And I said, he's a nice guy.
Police in Richmond, Indiana say a teen exchanged gunfire with them outside a local middle school before killing himself. No other students are hurt, and police are being tight-lipped about the situation at Dennis Intermediate School in Richmond. And Colorado Sheriff's deputies have not found any danger to students after a threat was also called into Columbine High School. Authorities say someone called in a bomb threat, but there were no devices found. This is USA Radio News.
Nearly 40 kids a day are injured by TV and furniture tip-overs, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Since 2000, 450 children have died from tipped furniture or a falling television. With lots of shoppers buying TVs and furniture this holiday season, CPSC wants to remind you to anchor these items to the wall to prevent tip-over incidents. Anne-Marie Burkle's the acting chairman of the U.S. CPSC.
Please take a few minutes to anchor TVs and furniture this holiday season to save a life. This quick and easy step could prevent an injury or even the death of a child. Remember to anchor it for safety.
TVs should always be placed on a sturdy, low base and pushed back as far as possible or mounted to the wall. Keep heavier items on low shelves or drawers. Recycle older TVs. With anchoring kits available from major retailers and online, anchoring furniture and TVs is inexpensive and only takes a few minutes. Find out more information at anchorit.gov. Check cpsc.gov for recalls.
An American diplomat looks back on her term. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Outgoing United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley says she believes her greatest accomplishment as ambassador was her role in the process that reduced tensions with North Korea.
To be able to pass the strongest sanctions in a generation that brought the world together and brought North Korea to the table.
Haley also threw some cold water on widespread speculation that she was thinking of running for the White House in 2024.
The only decision I've made right now is that I'm looking forward to sleeping in.
She spoke on NBC's Today Show.
After dumping more than a foot of snow from Washington to Colorado, the same storm system is now making its push east. Numerous states are under flood, snow, and wind alerts as the storm moves in the southern plains today. The system is not expected to move much Friday, but the rain ahead of it will spread into the southeast, which is the area which was just hit earlier this week with all the heavy snow and ice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch in his farewell address warned colleagues that the upper chamber of Congress, where he served for four decades, is in crisis. Warren also believes
things weren't always as they are now. I was here when this body was at its best. I was here when the regular order was the norm, when legislation was debated in committee, and when members worked constructively with one another for the good of the country. I was here when we could say without any hint of irony that we were members of the world's greatest deliberative body. The bar of decency has been set so low that jumping over it is no longer the objective. Limbo is the new name of the game. How low can you go? The answer, it seems, is always lower. When we heed our better angels, when we hearken to the voices of virtue, native to our very nature, we can transcend our tribal instincts and preserve our democracy for future generations. This is a final floor speech, not a final goodbye. 3 weeks from now, I will no longer hold office, but I will continue to hold a special place in my heart for all of you.
Hatch, who's 84, is retiring this month after serving in the Senate since 1977. For USA Radio News.